Welcome to Carmel High School.
This is our auditorium.
This is the auto shop. This is CHTV.
This is our live radio.
And this is the Carmel YCD gym.
This is the field house.
This is the auditorium.
This is the wood shop.
People are losing their minds over this viral high school video, so let's talk about it. Young Apollo with the brother. Guys, before we get into watching this mega viral outrage video, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a video for you guys, and sign up for my email/newsletter. You can go to the link down below to do that, and you'll get updates from me on all the content we put out, plus the personal things that are going on in my life. Also, here at PragerU, if you'd like to support our content, we'd like you to join Club 5, and you can donate $5 a month and join the club here at PragerU. That's Club 5, which you can find by going to donate.PragerU.com and give if you want to support the content that we're creating here. Otherwise, again, please like and subscribe. Now let's watch this viral, outrageous, fiery video from Carmel High School.
Welcome to Carmel High School.
Join us on a tour.
This is the auditorium.
This is the commons.
Okay.
This is the catwalk.
This is the planetarium.
This is the senior hallway.
This is our Carmel High School library.
This is the Oz hallway.
This is the Carmel Cafe and Market.
This is the back of the Carmel Cafe.
And this is our Carmel Cafe where we have Teddy.
And this is the Carmel YCD gym.
This is the new addition to the Hall of Fame.
This is the freshman gym.
I can already tell Justin looking at this what people are going to be pissed about. Oh my gosh, so many white kids, and look at how much space they have to go to school. How dare the white kids be able to have all of these facilities? Oh, I can hear it now, but let's keep watching.
This is the weight room.
This is the wrestling room, baby.
This is the blue and gold gym.
This is the blue and gold track.
This is the field house.
This is the varsity tunnel.
Bumpin' hip hop.
This is part of our wall of success.
This is our natatorium.
Which
this
means
is the
pool.
Hallway of fame. This is our three-story freshman center.
This is CHTV.
This is our live radio.
That's dope as fuck. What the hell?
This is the yearbook room.
This is the auto shop.
This is the wood shop.
Main cafeteria.
This is the bookstore.
This is one of the many cooking rooms at Carmel.
Just keeps going.
And this is the decor room.
So that viral high school video got over 10 million views on Twitter, millions of views on other platforms, and of course people are pissed. How dare these kids be going to a school that looks like a college, and everybody's outraged. My school didn't look like this. What about the inner city schools? Where's the diversity? Why are there all white kids in this video? What are we going to do about this? And of course, my very first thoughts is this is outrage porn. Nobody would be talking about Carmel High School had they not seen this TikTok video, but now that they have some bone to pick with these white kids who are going to school here, and we're going to address the diversity point that people are making here. But first, let's lay a little bit of groundwork for this high school and why it exists. So the area of Carmel has over 100,000 people in terms of population, and this high school in itself has over 5,000 kids, as inching on 6,000 children. Think about how many kids went to your high school. For me in particular, I had many of the facilities that were shown in this video, didn't have the swimming pool, didn't have the wood shop, didn't have the auto shop, but my school only had 1,300 kids in it. This has 5,500 kids going to this school, and it is the one public high school in this entire area, meaning that all the different middle schools, which I believe there are three in this area, funnel into this one high school. So duh, it's a huge school. There's a lot of kids going to it, and probably more that went to your respective high schools. But of course, people are pissed. The have-nots start going on Twitter and complaining about it.
I am so sick of this
And for some reason, instead of having this conversation and saying, you know what, how do we get more American schools to look like this? I didn't go to school in an area like this. My school didn't look like this. I don't feel like I had all these resources. Instead of saying, how do we achieve that? We're dogging on the kids that do have those opportunities, that do get to go to a school like this. Here's a tweet that said, getting big peaked in high school vibes from every student there. It's just envy. It's jealousy. And to talk a little bit more about Carmel High School, and which is in Indiana, they spend $9K per student. Baltimore is spending $21K per student on their education. So let's think about that budget, and then let's think about the outcomes of those kids. Are the kids who are getting $9,000 spent on them a year doing a lot better than those in Baltimore? Probably, and it's probably because the allocation of funds is not quite working. It's not quite adding up. And you can have a swimming pool and a planetarium and all this crazy stuff at your school, but what really matters is the education and the relationships that you are getting from going to high school. There are people who have come from far worse conditions who are doing far better than probably some of the kids that went to Carmel High School, because really your prerequisites to success don't involve things like a swimming pool and a planetarium and a wood shop, which is just hilarious to me because we're talking about how rich these kids are and how hoity-toity their school is and all these horrible things that they are achieving with their privilege, and they're choosing to do wood shop and having an auto shop and having a home economics class, which is what most leftists wouldn't do if you gave it to them for free. But that's neither here nor there. Now, the other point that people had and another issue that people took with this school is, where's the diversity? Yo, where's the diversity? So let's take a look at, you know, the ratios of different races in Indiana. I decided to take the time to begrudgingly look this up. So if we're looking at, let's say, the Asian population, although those don't even count as minorities anymore, in Indiana and in Carmel specifically, the population of Asian people is about 10.7%. Let's compare that to Carmel High School, where the Asian population is 14.3%. I don't know, let's look at Blacks and African Americans. The share is 3.18% in Carmel, Indiana. How many Black people are going to Carmel High School? 3.8%. So more than the population's number of Black people and Asian people are attending this high school, and same with Hispanics. So this just goes to show that people want to be outraged for the sake of outrage, and they're not fueled by actual change. They're not fueled by bridging the divide. They're fueled by being have-nots and just being envious and pointing out the things that they don't have. Nobody's going to go and watch this video and do anything about it, when really what they should be doing is going to their local governments and saying, hey, look at the success over here at this high school. And even though they're spending $9,000 per student and we're spending $21,000, how do we shift the money around and make this work? How do we prioritize resources for our students? How do we prioritize their education instead of taking in government funding and squandering it? That's what we should be asking ourselves. We shouldn't be driven by envy to bring down these not just white kids, as we saw in the population breakdown and the demographic breakdown of this high school. Bring down the kids who have been given this wonderful gift of a beautiful and abundant public education. Why bring them down? Leave them be and work on your own cities. Work on your own schools and work on moving funds around to make sure that every American public school looks like this. I don't want to be blind or deaf to the idea that there are several schools struggling and their students are struggling due to lack of resources, lack of teachers, and just overall lack of funding. That is something that should be talked about, but there is no need to dog on the students in Carmel High School because they're doing something correct, because they're doing something right, and with far less funding per student, having way better outcomes than cities like Baltimore, Detroit, New York City. It's not their problem. But of course, the internet has made it their problem, and everybody is going to continue to dog on these students as long as this video continues to be viral, and then next week it'll be something else. So my message today is maybe back off of Carmel High School. Celebrate them. in that little tour we got of the high school, what did they have? A wall of success. It means they're talking about their strides. They're talking about the things that they're overcoming. They're talking about where people are doing well and celebrating that. That's something that we could all probably learn from. Have your own wall of success. Doesn't matter what resources you have. Doesn't matter what cards you were dealt. Deal with it and be successful. I didn't go to a high school like Carmel. I turned out. And I bet a lot of you watching this video right now didn't go to a high school like Carmel High School. And you turned out too. So focus on how to better ourselves rather than bringing down the people who happen to have the resources, who happen to be maybe doing better than we are in today's day and age. Drop your comments after watching this video. What did you think of Carmel High School? Did it blow your mind that they have all these facilities? Some people are saying it looked like a college. Are you mad at the students who go to this school because they're rich and they're white and they're prosperous? Let me know. I'm proud of them. Good for them. I'm so happy they're growing up in a day and age where this is the education system that they get to go to every day. Congrats to Carmel High School. Please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a video for you guys. And again, leave that comment down below. What are your thoughts on this viral video?